In this podcast, Rebecca Ball, a Warwick graduate, talks about her career so far in the arts and gives an insight into the work she has been involved with in her current role as Head of Combined Arts at the Arts Council.
The Arts Council was founded in 1946. We were set up by the government to distribute public money to the arts. And some people know that in this country we operate what's called an arm's length principle, which means that money from taxation to the arts doesn't go directly from the government to avoid political interference, it comes through the Arts Council. Today our principal role is still that of, as a funder. We will distribute about £1.1 billion between now and 2009 to arts and culture in the UK. So that's our major function. But we also have a role in terms of advocating and lobbying for the arts in the country and the role it plays within our society. My job as Head of Combined Arts, I manage a small team of about seven people who are responsible for working with arts centres, festivals, carnivals, Mela, interdisciplinary artists, a whole community arts, a whole range of activity in the South East region. One of the things I love about my job is that no one day is ever the same, but that does mean that things like this, trying to summarise what you do, becomes really difficult. So I thought I would say a few things that I've done this week, just to give you a taster of what my job entails. I've just come from a meeting at the theatre in Chipping Norton, which is just south of here in Oxfordshire, where we've been talking about rural touring, sending out theatre to village halls all around Oxfordshire. This week I've also been working with another theatre in Oxford called Pegasus, who are rebuilding, and so I've been liaising with our legal team around getting securities and charges on the £2.7 million grant that we've just awarded them. I've been to see two shows. I went to see a show about suburbia in Croydon, and I went to see about a show about war at the South Bank Centre. I've been in our weekly grant decision meeting where we award money to organisations, and this week we awarded about £500,000 to different artists in the South East region. So, as you can tell, it's all different. It's not always good, though. Those are some of the more positive things. Another thing I've been dealing with this week is dealing with the closure of an arts organisation, where the Arts Council has taken the decision to withdraw funding, and that's meant that the organisation has had to close. So that's been a lot of working with our communications team to ensure that the story around the closure of that arts centre is reflected accurately and is not too damaging for the organisation that I work for. So it swings and roundabouts. In terms of how I got to this job then, one of the difficult things about the arts sector, working within the arts sector, is that there are no obvious career paths, if you like. There are no graduate trainee schemes which help you to get where you want to go. So you kind of have to do it for yourself. You have to forge your own career path and create your own graduate trainee scheme. I graduated from an English degree. I did my undergraduate not at Warwick, I did it at Sussex in 98. And like many people I know who graduated from English degrees, I didn't really know how I was going to get a job at the end of it. I knew I wanted to work in the arts, but I didn't, if I'm honest, really know what that entailed. And I didn't know what options there were in terms of working in the arts. So I started temping, and at the same time I started applying for administrative jobs at arts organisations. And I luckily, I think because of my passion for dance, landed a job at London Contemporary in London and worked in their artist services unit. It was a fantastic first job because I learned lots about the sector, but I was effectively filing. And I got to the point where I thought, I just don't want to do this anymore. It's a wonderful organisation, there's really exciting people, but I personally, my job, I want to be more stimulating than this. So I came to Warwick and I did the MA in Cultural Policy here, because I realised that the thing that I was really passionate about in the arts was the political context and the way arts work within society. After that, well, at the same time as doing my MA, I did a bit of work experience with an arts producer who was based in that time for Leamington Spa. And after that, I took a maternity cover for 6 months. It was part-time, it was a bit of a risk, but looking back on it, I think it was the best decision I ever made. And I worked in an organisation called Southeast Dance, and I did education and community work with that organisation. From then, I took some more freelance work and some more kind of temporary stuff before getting the job at the Arts Council. And I started as Combined Arts Officer and became head of Combined Arts about 2 years ago. So, in terms of things that I wish that people had told me when I embarked on my career in the arts, because there are no obvious career paths, and because you have to make it for yourself, you are really reliant on people who will help you. And speaking to colleagues who work in the arts, they can all cite a few people who've really, really helped them in their career, who've inspired them, who've given them a kind of hand to hold, who've sent them in the right direction. So I think the first thing is to try and find and talk to those people who you find inspiring, you think are going to help you, because people are very generous often with their experience and with their knowledge. The other thing about the arts is if you're passionate about the organisation, it really, really helps in terms of getting the job within the organisation. So it's about knowing the sector that you want to work in, identifying the organisations that excite you, and looking on their websites, in the press, finding the opportunities that exist within that organisation. Third tip, I think, is about being prepared to take a risk. It's taking on a part-time job, a fixed-term contract, a voluntary job, a pay cut, a maternity cover. All these things can really help. And I know very few people who've got careers in the arts who haven't had to do something like this at some time in order to get to where they want to go. Because often once you're in, if you're passionate and you've learned from inspirational people, you get to move on. Fourth, being responsible for your own professional development. It's not like in some careers where you'll be on a course, you'll have a fixed CPD programme that you can adhere to. You have to do it for yourself. You have to spot training, you have to spot opportunities, and you have to make sure that you keep learning. And the fifth tip is don't stay in a job once you've stopped learning. Arts organisations are often very small. They have small staff structures. They have small training budgets, and therefore you very often have to move out in order to move up. You won't go from marketing assistant to marketing officer to marketing director within most arts organisations because they don't have the capacity to do that for you. So it's about keeping moving sideways in order to move up. So if you've got any questions, obviously very, very happy.